Hi, Christ Church, and welcome to our live stream. We know these times are hard, and we really want to be a blessing to you. Mm-hmm. So we're so happy that we get to do this together.
Yes, we are. We want to say thank you so much. Because of your generosity, we've been able to help a lot this week, and I just want to share some of the things we've been able to. First, we've been able to pack up food, over 500 bags, and hand those out to our Food for Kids program so the kids have food over the weekends. We also set up a station in Old Brooklyn to have foods ready to go there. We've also been in contact with some of our seniors to see how we can be a blessing to them in this time, and we're going to continue to keep in touch with them throughout the weeks. We've also been able to donate hundreds of dollars worth of food to our Olmsted Community Center that we're partnering with. And we've also been able to help some of our families that have been laid off during this time with grocery carts. So thank you so very much for your generosity. It makes such a difference.
Olmsted Community Center is helping families and kids during this time by giving them food. If you are able and interested in helping, they're looking for non-perishable goods. Some examples are macaroni and cheese, anything snacked for the kids individually, like fruit snacks, goldfish, juice boxes, anything non-perishable.
That's right. We're also going to be helping one of our schools. We want to partner with them, and they've asked us for hygiene kits for the kids and the families that go. So if you're able, we would like to ask for toothbrushes, toothpaste, hand soap, bars of soap, if you have toilet paper to spare. So we will be putting some of those bags together this weekend. You can deliver all of this to the church. We're going to have our doors open Saturday from 9 to 1. You can just open up the front doors and leave them right in the foyer. And we're also going to be open Tuesdays and Thursdays from 8:30 in the morning to 7 p.m. at night. You'll be able to drop those off.
At our Columbia Station campus.
That's right. There are two ways to give. The first one is on our Christ Church Ohio website. You can give on the giving tab there, and also you can give through our Christ Church Ohio app.
I've read many times the Apostle Paul saying to the church in Philippi how much he missed them and how he longed to be with them, but couldn't because he was in a Roman prison. And I've never really felt what that passage meant until now. When I feel separated from you, church, and I just long for us all to be together again. But until we can be, we're going to spend some time trying to figure out what God says about how we can live well in difficult times. But before we do, let's pray. Oh, Lord, you are the God of peace and hope. Your peace passes our understanding. Your hope is a living hope. You promised to keep us in perfect peace when our minds were stayed upon you and when we trust in you. And so I pray for that perfect peace in these difficult times. Please help me to strengthen, encourage, and comfort the church. My trust is in you, O Lord. Amen. I recently read about the Spanish flu of 1918 and how difficult it was for Americans just like us to go through that time. It was even more challenging for them because World War I ended in 1917. And because they really didn't have the medical understanding that we have today. What was interesting to me in the article was the flu left as quickly as it came. In October, it seemed like it was in full force. And in November, it was gone. Scientists seem to think that it went through a mutation into a less dangerous form. But in 2009, when it showed up again, I got it. I got the H1N1, and I was in bed for 4 days. But thank God, my immunity was stronger than the flu. And I'm praying that for every single one of you. Paul teaches us how to have, how to practice strengths that will get us through these difficult times. And I want to share five strengths from Philippians that will help all of us as we engage in the things that we're facing ahead of us. The first strength is try harder to get along with others. If we have to be quarantined together, and if we have to have all this stress on us, we're going to have to figure out ways to be more pleasant and get along with each other. This is what Paul wrote. Entreat Euodia and entreat Syntyche to agree in the Lord. Yes, I ask you also, true companion, help these women who have labored side by side with me in the gospel together with Clement and with the rest of my fellow workers, those whose names are in the book of life. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say, rejoice. Let your reasonableness be known to everyone. The Lord is at hand. All right, so Paul basically says, in times like this, we have to try harder to get along. And then he tells us why and how. First of all, Paul said, I'm begging you to give the extra effort. I'm entreating you, please try a little harder. He said, think of the people that you're trying to get along with. They're your co-workers. They're our fellow Christians. They are our fellow citizens. We're trying to get along with people who are feeling a lot of pressure and stress, but we need to remember the healthy connections we have with each other. And then Paul says, rejoice. I'd like to say, I interpret that to mean, find the best work that God is doing in this difficult situation, and based on that, share a healthy attitude. If I only focus on the bad, I can't see the good. But if I can look for some of the good things that are happening, it makes it easier for me to share a healthy and good attitude. And then Paul says, we have to be reasonable. And when I think about this, I ask myself, would I rather be right and win an argument, or would I rather be reasonable and help somebody through a difficult time? This isn't a time for all of us to share our favorite theories. It isn't a time for us to insist upon our own interpretation of what's happening. This is a time for us to be reasonable and care about the well-being of others more than we care about being right ourselves. We're going to disagree with each other. We're going to disagree about what's happening and why it's happening and what we should do. But in these disagreements, we can be a blessing if we're reasonable. And then Paul said, this will help you. The Lord is at hand. Christ is near us through this entire situation. When you're home alone, Christ is with you. When you're in the grocery store and worrying about who else is at the grocery store, Christ is with you. When you're encountering things that you haven't encountered before, remember, Christ is with you, and he's going to strengthen you to get along with people if you'll have an open heart toward it. There is a second strength. He said, I know you're going to have anxiety, but here's how you deal with your anxiety. You don't overeat, you don't overdrink, and you don't give in to your weaknesses. You confront anxiety with prayer. Then Paul tells us four ways of praying. He said, confront anxiety with worshipful prayer. Worshipful prayer is when you stop thinking about yourself and you stop thinking about the world you live in and you think about the great qualities of God, and in prayer, you worship Him. This morning in my quiet time, I had a special moment where I worshiped God because He is a God of peace. I thought about God as a God of peace, and then I expressed worship to Him for being the God of peace. I expressed worship to Him that He was sharing His peace with me. I expressed worship to Him that He was going to share His peace through me. So the first kind of prayer that confronts anxiety is prayer that focuses on the greatness of God and worships Him. But Paul said there's another way of praying that'll help, and that is conversational prayer. In conversational prayer, we talk out our fears, our worries, and our troubling thoughts. We simply catch the heart of God and we say, I'm afraid of this. I'm afraid of what's going to happen to me economically. I'm afraid that someone I love might get sick. I'm afraid because I don't know what's going to happen. And we just talk out our fears to God. These fears that can't sometimes be named, we can talk out our anxieties to God. I simply feel anxious. And we talk to God about our anxiety. We share our troubling thoughts with God, and He shares His grace with us. The third kind of prayer is, I ask God for what I need. I simply say to God, today, this is what I need from you. This morning when I prayed, I told God what I needed. I needed faith. I needed wisdom to make decisions that are way too hard for me. I needed insight into how I can best help the people I'm going to see. And most of all, I needed His peace that passed understanding. So I simply made my request to God. I said, based upon what I have to do today, could you please bless me with these things? And I found that as I prayed, my anxiety went down. There's a fourth kind of prayer that is very important, and it's thanksgiving. In thanksgiving, I express my appreciation to God for what I have, and I stop focusing on what I don't have. As you might guess, I'm not always ahead of the game, and I don't have a month's worth of groceries stored at my house. But I have some stuff in the refrigerator, and I have some stuff in the cabinet, and I'm sure I could get by, Sharon and I could get by for several days. I'm thanking God for what I have instead of worrying about what I don't have. I'm thanking God for the health I have instead of worrying about the health I don't have. I let my dog out this morning, and I thank God that my dog ran around the backyard and as happy as if nothing ever happened. And her joy gave me a sense of joy, and I just said to God, thank you for this awesome animal. There are many beautiful things in our lives that we can give thanks for, and these things relieve our anxiety. The third strength is the peace of God. Listen at this beautiful thing that Paul wrote. The peace of God, the one going way past what you're able to understand, it will guard your heart and it will guard your mind in Christ Jesus. What I need is not a peace that comes from television. It's not a peace that comes from people agreeing with me. It's not a peace that guarantees me that nothing difficult will happen. What I need is a peace that comes from God that says no matter what happens, I love you, I value you, I have you. This peace doesn't come to us through reason. I can't reason my way through this to this peace. I can't make logical arguments that result in this peace. This is a peace beyond my comprehension, and it is a gift to me. It's not something that I trump up in myself. And what will this peace do? It will guard my heart. It will guard my emotions. The peace of God is a guard against unhealthy emotions taking over in my life. It is a guard against fear. It's a guard against anger. It's a guard against selfishness. I don't have to fist fight in grocery stores for bread. The peace of God guards my heart. It also guards my thoughts. If I will turn my thoughts toward Christ, His peace will guard my thoughts. And my mind won't be racing toward terrible things. My mind will be at peace with the peace of God. The fourth strength. We got to get serious about how we let ourselves think. Paul said, take control of your thoughts. Let me tell you some things to think about, he said. He said, think about what is true. And when he said that, he meant the whole truth, not half of the truth. Yes, there is a virus. And yes, it is a challenge. But that's not the whole truth. The great majority of people are going to be fine. They're going to recover. The whole truth is, this is a limited time of sickness and it will pass. Pull your thoughts away from what is disastrous to what is noble. Think of the wonderful people who are working very hard right now on all the medical things that need to be done. Some of the best people in America are hard at work right now, and they're doing noble work, and it's going to produce great results. I recommend that you turn your mind again and again to the right ideas of Scripture. While I'm not able to work and be in my office, I have given myself to saturation Bible reading and prayer. I'm filling my mind with the great thoughts of God, and I find it is a strengthening and encouraging thing. Paul said, require yourself to keep a pure mind. I like this one. Think thoughts of friendship. The Greek word is prosphile, what leads to friendship, what bends itself toward friendship. Think friendship thoughts. It might be a great time to pick up the phone and call a friend. It might be a great time to write a note to a friend. It might be a time to reconsider the quality of your friendship. Think friendship thoughts. They are strengthening and they're helpful. And then Paul says, what does your mind sound like? The word he uses means a good sound. Is there something beautiful humming in your mind? Or do you find the sound of your thoughts are not so beautiful? Paul said, turn your mind toward a beautiful rhythm of thinking. He said, think about what is virtuous. Virtuous means the best that God makes it possible for humanity to be. Let's think about what is best in humanity, not the worst. And then Paul says, it doesn't hurt to sing a song to God. Now, in my case, I shut myself in my office when I do that, not to traumatize Sharon. But it is a healthy thing to sing some of the songs that we've learned in church together. I find myself singing songs that I learned when I was a boy. And these singing of these Christian songs nurtures a healthy mind and a healthy heart. It strengthens me to be the good man I want to be. The last strength, practice your Christian faith. Paul said, whatever you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you. Over the years, we've learned many Christian ideas and many Christian skills, and we have to practice them now. We have to practice them better than we've ever practiced them. We have to live out our faith in a way that we're a bright and shining light in a dark time. Because God promises that as you live out your faith, His peace will be with you moment by moment by moment. Yes, we are going through some difficult times, but we have strength to deal with these difficult times. Yes, we're going through some difficult times, but we have a God of peace who cares passionately for us and has our best interest at heart. Yes, we are going through difficult times, but there has never been a more wonderful time for us to practice our Christian faith. I love you, church. I can't wait to be with you again. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you that you are the Lord my God. I thank you that you are trustworthy. I thank you that you are a strong tower and a rock and a refuge. I thank you that you are my shield. I thank you that no one who puts their hope in you will ever be ashamed. And because you are my great God, I pray that you would strengthen me and you would strengthen this good church, that we can live out our faith in this challenging time and people can see our good work and glorify you in heaven. Amen.
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information about Christ Church, check us out on the web at christchurchohio.org. If we can be of any help to you, call us at 440-236-8282. Until next time, blessings to you.